what we found now is a better way forward for to take care of your mouth, especially if you've had complex dentistry.
Mm.
Complex dentistry is anything to do with implants, anything to do with teeth straightening, anything to do with crown and bridge. That is complex dentistry, or any kind of surgery or things like that. So a lot of patients will fall into that. And when you're talking to the patient on the phone, you'll have their screen in front of you. Yes. Will you have what dentistry they've had done? So if you see crowns or bridges, you can literally say, you know, you have that in your mouth, and therefore that's the one of the reasons why I'm recommending this to you, is because you actually fall into that category. And, you know, we just want to reduce the amount of dentistry you need in the future. And this is a good way of doing that and taking care of your mouth in a much better way. And it just means that you might need less appointments with the hygienist in the future as well. It's just more efficient, and the hygienist can focus on those specific areas in your mouth that need more attention.
And what happens if you have a patient that needs just the front scale, you know, and they have very good teeth, but they just need the little bit the front,
Okay, so if they've got simple dentistry and they don't really need much, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm you don't make the decision.
No.
You make sure that you offer it to them and let them make the decision on what they want to do, because even the simple, I mean, you know, if I go and see a hygienist, I've got nothing in my mouth. I've got no fillings, nothing. I still have an hour.
Okay.
Right, because it just requires that level of intense cleaning, and just to make sure everything's okay. There might be other things that you might need, like some different change in how you take care of your teeth at home. We can teach and go through those instructions with you in the clinic. So we just want to upgrade how we are taking care of your mouth.
Steve, we still don't have enough time for to show you the demos, you know, on flossing
so
that would be nice to have. You will have demos on how to maintain your teeth at home.
These are the things, right? So tell me the list again.
New patient trays and glasses.
Ooh, lovely.
Oh, lovely. You're not buying them.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Well, we have smoothies.
Right. So what's the list?
A prescribed treatment plan.
From the dentist.
So
that they can focus on specific areas of the mouth.
There'll be potentially less treatments needed throughout the year.
Yeah. Why? You've got, whenever you say this, just give it a balance with the reason.
Because the hygienist will have to spend more time with you.
So that we can keep this infection from reoccurring ever again. It's more in depth.
In depth, detail.
Yeah. Words like that, in depth, in detail, really important. In depth, in detail. Care of your mouth. Right?
So
shall I repeat it all again for you so you can hear it once more? Okay. So I'll just treat you like as if you're a patient. So, Mary, we're actually making a few changes here in the practice now. So ordinarily in the past, what we've done is booked 30 minutes to see a hygienist, and that's been working well so far. However, that's very, the amount of treatment that the hygienist can do is very basic and very general cleaning that she does, and that keeps things at bay. However, what we found is, especially with people who have had more complex dentistry done in their mouths, is that our hygienists are now following a prescribed treatment plan from the dentist, which focuses on specific areas of your mouth, especially where you've had the complex dentistry done. And therefore, they're being able to make a more in-depth and detailed care of your mouth. And what this tends to do is just means you have less dentistry in the future, because we're focusing on keeping your teeth for life, and also that you don't need to have this repetitive work done again and again. So in order for us to sort of upgrade the level of care that we're giving, we are now making these appointments for 1 hour. So how does that sound to you? You say something.
Well, Charlotte didn't tell me that I needed that last year.
No, she didn't. So this is just something that we're introducing right now. This is just something that we're introducing right now to our patients. And when you see the hygienist next, she will talk to you about this. And so the dentist and the hygienist are working collaboratively in order to help you. You know, it's just something that we're offering our patients now. We just want to upgrade the care that we're giving so that you get a higher quality of care. The appointment will be 1 hour, so it will be £120 for this. But it just means you need less appointments in the future. So what would you prefer? What would you like to do?
Oh, can I stick with the 60?
Okay, well, I'll book you that in right now. But just do talk to the hygienist when you see her about what the difference is. And if you feel that later on you change your mind and you would like to book in for the 1 hour, then please do call me. I'd be happy to help. And if you just want to talk to me about this in a bit more depth later on, I'll be happy to do that as well. But for the time being, I'm booking you in for half an hour. And then, you know, let's just see what happens in the future. Right? So you've offered it, but the patient accepted the other one.
Yeah.
Now, some patients, we don't know how many percentage, I'm probably thinking 20% actually, initially will go for this because it's more depth, in depth, and you want more sort of personalised care. That's the reason why we're doing it. We're doing more, we're advancing to more personalised care, right? And we're upgrading the quality of dentistry that we provide, especially, you know, as dentistry keeps evolving. That's it. Dentistry keeps evolving. New things come to light. New things come to light. So we're making these advances now by, you know, making 1 hour appointments with the hygienist, and it just means that now the hygienist can follow a prescribed treatment from the dentist, and it just allows them to focus on more specific areas in your mouth. I can see from your treatment plan in the past that you had crown and bridge work done, or root canal work done, and you know, we don't want you to have this kind of dentistry in the future. And this is one way of ensuring that we're helping you to keep your teeth for longer and preventing you know, excessive dentistry in the future. So by saying words like this, I will write them down because I've just recorded